It's been nearly 5 years since Hurricane Florence devastated parts of eastern North Carolina and 2 years since Hurricane Matthew hit the same area. But thousands of families whose homes were damaged or destroyed in the storms are still waiting for a state program to bring them home. WUNC's Capital Bureau Chief Cullen Campbell has more.
Along a busy highway south of Jacksonville, Sonia Black and her family can't live in their house yet. It sustained water damage when Hurricane Florence dumped rain and wind on eastern North Carolina for days in 2018. To pass the time while they wait, the family has started keeping chickens in the backyard.
Yep. Hey, Looney. Come here. That's, we call him Rooster Cogburn. He's the head roost.
Since the storm, the family of five has been cooped up in a small donated RV behind their 3,000-square-foot home. The house has been gutted and is awaiting contractors from the state's Rebuild North Carolina program to install drywall and flooring. The Blacks haven't been given a date for when the work will start.
And it's taken a toll on us. We don't have hot water still, 5 years later, so we boil water for washing, cooking, and so on.
Black says it's been especially hard on her kids.
We have an 18-year-old child that's been having serious battles and issues, anxiety and everything. His bedroom is the RV on the couch. So we've been having to deal with that. He had his kidney removed. All of this while we're waiting.
The Blacks are one of 3,800 families impacted by Hurricane Florence and 2016's Hurricane Matthew that are waiting for Rebuild to finish repairing or rebuilding their homes. The program is funded by federal dollars and housed in Governor Roy Cooper's administration. It's finished only 1,100 projects so far. Rebuild officials say a lack of contractors and supply shortages have slowed down the process, and they blame red tape from the federal government that prevents them from making the process more efficient. Legislation that recently passed the Senate aims to attract more contractors to the program and hold them accountable if they don't complete the work on time. Senator Danny Britt of Lumberton is one of the bill's sponsors.
Originally, NCORE only had five contractors statewide. How they thought that was ever enough to get the job done was baffling to me.
Laura Hogshead leads the Rebuild North Carolina program. She says some contractors were hesitant to agree to the federal rules when there was plenty of private sector housing work available. Private home builders typically pay in advance, while with federal work, companies have to wait for reimbursement. But more have joined in recent months.
So we've got about 65 that are on our list right now. About half of them are still working through the paperwork. You know, it is a federal program, so you have to have all the federal requirements met. But we're working with them to get all those requirements met. We always want more, though, because every new GC that we have is more families that we can serve.
Hogshead says she has concerns with parts of the Senate bill. One provision requires new homes to closely resemble the size of the damaged homes. It stems from concerns some families are ending up with bigger homes while others are forced to downsize. That's because the program offers a limited number of floor plans for new homes.
Having that kind of legislation in place will hinder us from being quicker the next time.
About 30 minutes west of the Black family, down a narrow dirt road in rural Pender County, Bob Salt is also waiting for his new home. He's lived in a hotel for a year and a half, and before the hotel, he was living outside on the covered deck of his flooded home. He says he's been told that his contractors are waiting for Pender County to issue building permits. That's been a common holdup for Rebuild projects, and the Senate bill would require counties to prioritize disaster recovery projects over other permits and inspections. Salt has no idea when construction will start.
Yeah, they said, I think 2026 it's going to be... That's the projected ending date. So, I mean, I don't want to be waiting until 2026, you know. I don't know, though, the way that it's going.
Hogshead says she's confident that Rebuild will get everyone's home finished before federal funding expires in 2026. But that will require the program to speed up. It's finished about 58 homes per month so far this year, and at that pace, it would take more than 5 years to get through the remaining 3,800 homes in the pipeline.
So we are improving every month. We're increasing our numbers every month, and I do feel like we are going to finish with the families that we have in our pipeline before the end of federal funding.
House Speaker Tim Moore says his chamber will soon consider the Senate bill intended to speed up the program. But Moore and Senate Leader Phil Berger argued that Governor Cooper should take a more active role in fixing the delays.
I think ultimately it's a matter of competency in the executive branch, and I don't know that we can legislatively ensure that competency exists. I mean, basically, that's the governor's responsibility to make sure his folks are actually doing their jobs, and I think he's really failed the people of the state in this regard.
Governor Cooper has said he thinks the program has been too slow, but says it's now improving. Meanwhile, hurricane season starts again next month, prompting questions about whether the state is ready to quickly help future storm victims. Hogshead says the rebuild program will mean North Carolina won't have to create a recovery program from scratch like it did after Matthew and Florence. But she wants to see federal agencies improve the process for getting money to the states quickly.
I think there's a lot of data sharing and a lot of coordination that could happen at the federal level that would impact how quickly these funds are spent at the state level.
Salt says he's hopeful he'll soon leave a Wilmington hotel and return to his slice of paradise along Holly Shelter Creek. He's been dreaming about what he'll do when the house is complete.
Oh, playing guitars and cooking. That is what I really look forward to the most. And I have been wanting to start a garden and stuff, you know. But it didn't look like we'll get it this year. Yeah.
Colin Campbell, North Carolina Public Radio, WUNC.